This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that Josh Jacobs makes more sense for the Texans, if only just because of the character issues. But
and the connection with McDaniels and Casario,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you're right. If McDaniels saying, hey, he's a hell of a guy, he's in shape, we just don't want to be spending this much or give
right.
this guy a new contract.
I mean, they probably talk on a regular basis.
This is where I don't think it happens with the Texans, because of where the Texans are in the life cycle. I don't think they want to squander one of these higher picks or mid-round picks on a running back who also wants to get paid. That's the big question, is that these guys are agitated for a reason.
Yeah.
Coming to the worst rushing team in the league from last year isn't probably going to make them less agitated. You'd like to think, hey, there's a carrot on a stick for you, and just play real hard. But I don't think running backs have that. Running backs don't have that same motivation anymore, because teams are stuck in this bind where, yes, we know running backs are important, and yet whenever you pay them, they seem to go Christian McCaffrey on you. So what the hell do we do?
Just for informational purposes here, Jacobs is in the last year of his rookie deal,
yeah.
and they did not exercise his fifth-year option.
Yeah.
So he's in a contract year right now.
He's in a contract year. You could say, okay, the Texans give him a little, hey, you know, like, run, come play for us and be happy here, and you'll get a big prize somewhere next year in free agency. Maybe Josh Jacobs is difficult about it or not. I don't think that's what they need to do right now. The part that appeals to me, that makes me wonder if maybe they should, is, hey, all right, I like Damian Pierce a lot too, but he's a running back, A, so they tend to get injured. You can't rely on him these days. B, he's a young running back, so you really don't know for sure. If you bring in a guy to help him, to help Davis Mills, I like that. Like, I like having a veteran running back that's good in pass protection, that can be an actual threat, to where teams have to be concerned about the run somewhat. That's the one thing that makes me think, okay, maybe not a third rounder, but if these guys want to depart with him for a fourth rounder, then by all means,
yes, I was about to play the bidding game
yeah.
with you. I was going to throw fifth rounder out there. So it sounds like for a fifth rounder, you would do it.
For fifth rounder, for sure. For fourth rounder,
I think Nick might do it for a fifth rounder.
Yeah, I'd be very intrigued. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if a team out there does it for a third.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.